Both India and Pakistan are showing signs of wanting to get them back onto a constructive footing, and the stakes are very high. But for the Indian government, the resolution of those Mumbai attacks, the successful prosecution of the case against those charged, is still a really central priority. And it could still prove a huge stumbling block.
Well, especially if, you know, that India is now saying that Pakistan's intelligence services directly coordinated these attacks. I mean, if that is the case, and they say that, you know, new evidence, including the interrogation of David Headley and that sort of thing, has added to that case, where does that leave them?
Well, it leaves it still in a very, very difficult position. There is no evidence yet that the Pakistan government is willing to concede that the ISI played any part in this, in the Mumbai attacks. And the evidence of David Headley is going to be a very significant stumbling block and a very difficult issue. I think the things that many in India want to stress is that actually it's in India's interest to move beyond the specifics of the Kashmir dispute into the more structural relationship with Pakistan, which many in India see as of huge strategic importance, and it needs to be brought onto a stable footing. So at some point, India concedes that it's going to have to make compromises in its structured view. But actually, having said that, they also think that Pakistan has to acknowledge that support for militancy, support for terrorism has got to change. And basically, the Indian position is that at the moment, the Pakistan government hasn't taken sufficient steps either against the Lashkar-e-Toiba or against those elements in the ISI who continue to support militant activity. And so there's going to be a really stressed path, if you like, back to a stable, serious discussion.
And I wonder on the Pakistani side, I mean, in Islamabad, there's still a great deal of suspicion about India's motives in Afghanistan, as well as, you know, resolving the long-running Kashmir conflict. Yeah. What do you see as the Pakistani's interest in these talks?
Pakistan is deeply suspicious of India's interest in Afghanistan. Pakistan fears being both surrounded, not just having India as a potential enemy on it, or as an actual enemy in Pakistan's eyes on its eastern frontier, but manipulating the situation in Afghanistan against Pakistani interests. However, one of the things that has been most difficult for Pakistan to come to terms with is that India is now seen internationally as the major economic force in South Asia, as the key political player in South Asia. That's been very, very difficult for Pakistan to come to terms with. And yet, there is a long-term security gain for Pakistan if it can stabilize relationships with India.
I wanted to turn to Kashmir because you authored, there was a recent survey, in fact, the only survey ever conducted, from my understanding, on both sides of the line of control.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you found that Kashmiris say about this issue?
Well, one of the most interesting things I felt coming out of that survey was that Kashmiris on both sides of the border first rate finding a solution to this problem very high in their overall order of priorities. It's true that the most significant single issue Kashmiris point to is not actually the political one, it's economic. The overwhelming majority of Kashmiris on both sides of the border say unemployment is the most important issue and a whole range of other economic issues. But having said that, nearly all Kashmiris do say that solving this crisis problem is very important to them personally. So, and basically, the thrust of Kashmiri opinion found in this report is we need to be involved in a politically negotiated settlement. We can find that settlement. We can find it around looking at the line of control, modifying the line of control in terms of its character, making it a soft border. But we need to be involved in all of those discussions and in the politics. And that's still a big step for both India and Pakistan to take.